You're listening to Michigan Politics, part of the We Love Where You Live podcast series brought to you by the Michigan Municipal League. Here's your host, Matt Bach.
Welcome to another edition of the Michigan Politics, huh? Podcast. That's what I have there. Actually has a question mark in it. I'm today joined by Amy Snow Buckner. Did I say that right?
You did indeed.
She is the acting director of communications with the city of Grand Rapids. And also we're joined by Allen Park police detective and kitchen drawer person. Is that right?
That's
about Jim Thornburg. I call it the junk drawer. He calls it the kitchen drawer. Detective Jim Thornburn. I almost said it right. From Allen Park. So thank you guys for both joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
So we're going to be talking a little bit politics, but also mostly focusing on social media today. The three of us just completed a presentation at the Michigan Municipal League's 2018 convention on social media. We probably had 100 plus members in there learning about social media, and I have two people that do a lot of social media work. Detective Thornburg is Thornburn. I'm going to screw that up the whole podcast. He's really does some amazing work in the Allen Park Police Department with social media. And then Amy talked a lot about some of the different platforms they're on and how they use video a lot. So let's start with you, Detective. What's kind of your approach to social media? We talked a little bit about the humor, and how has that been effective for you?
Obviously your audience is going to dictate how you come across. In Allen Park, we've been fortunate enough that my humor, my sarcastic, tongue-in-cheek type of humor, has been very successful. It's the message I put out was very well received. I'm not sure that might not be the case for every city, but you need to go with what works for you and have a couple different approaches. You'll see very quick of what's going to work and what's not going to work.
Right, and you'll post something just like be sure to lock your doors tonight, and you'll get 40 or 50 comments about that, not just because of the message, but the way you post it, how you talk about it and use humor.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it catches everybody. Because you can have, your standard police talk, lock your doors or you'll lose valuables. Okay. That's fantastic. Okay. We've been hearing that our whole lives.
Yeah.
I think it's time that we have the effort to change it up. And, and in doing so, it also humanizes the police, because I don't want to lose my stuff either, so I lock my car door.
Yeah.
So you probably should too.
Yeah.
And don't leave your laptop in view, because that's just dumb.
Right.
And that set of golf clubs and that Rolex watch you have on a seat, it's going to show up in the police report. Don't leave those there either.
Right. And you'll say that right there
exactly.
In your post. You'll just be kind of
a lot of times they'll say, make sure you lock your car, helicopter, speedboat, etc.
Right.
And people respond, speedboat's all locked up.
Yeah. My yacht's right. Fine, that kind of thing.
But it's the response, the interaction, which I think is the key in the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, that's really interesting. And then, Amy, tell us a little bit about some of the platforms and some of the uses you guys have in social media, and particularly communicating the messages of the city, both maybe political and more maybe event-oriented.
Yeah, so we have found that we do really great across all of our platforms. So Facebook, Twitter, we recently re-energized our Instagram, fully recognizing that we have a growing population of younger folks here in the city. We're a growing city, and so we want to make sure that we provide opportunities for folks of all ages and demographics to engage with us. And so we have just found that video is incredibly popular on all of our platforms. We use video to not only push out information about what's going on, but it's an opportunity for our city manager, our police chief, our mayor to kind of get in front of a camera each month and talk about what's going on and put that human face in city government and just kind of provide an opportunity for our followers to see them, to hear them, and really feel like they're a part of the city government.
And what kind of reaction do you get to those videos?
Yeah, incredibly popular. We get comments, we get lots of likes, lots of shares. It's fun to see the video shared. So I have a personal Facebook and Twitter, and it's really fun to see those videos that that come from the city of Grand Rapids. On my personal Facebook page, I'm often sharing it, but then I'm seeing a lot of my friends are sharing it too. So it's just really fun to see the reach that we have across all various networks.
And what kind of topics and things will you cover in
the
videos?
Yeah, so we really, one thing we do is we use Facebook Live to broadcast our commission meetings and our planning commission meetings.
So you'll have 2-hour city council meeting will be Facebook Live?
Facebook Live. So it's a great opportunity. If you don't want to come to City Hall at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday night, you sit in your PJs in your living room and watch City Commission.
Right. And that's archived on the Facebook page too, so they can watch it later.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And so those live streams are also available on our YouTube channel too. Oh. So there are different channels that folks can see the City Commission meetings.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And talk a little bit about what you're doing with Instagram.
Yeah. So Instagram, we do a lot of videos on Instagram, but we also encourage our residents on Instagram to tag us when they take a great photo of something around the city.
Yeah.
And so it's a great opportunity for us to share those photos and give a nice little shout out to the person who took it. And again, it's a great way for folks to feel connected to city government.
Right. And of course, the theme of this podcast is, you know, Michigan politics. Do you get into political issues? I know, you know, your hiring of a city manager was a little bit of a controversial thing. You guys went through a couple rounds and finally you got a gentleman from Austin, Texas, I believe.
Yes.
That's coming in that you're really excited about. So do you kind of get to the political issues of the city too on your social media channels?
Well, I would say that we try to engage folks in what we're doing at the city without getting into the political fray. So, for instance, community police relations, that's a hot button issue right now for communities across the country. And so we have a lot of things going on that our police department is doing to strengthen community police relations. So really, I think for us, it's sort of that balancing act to make sure that we're being objective, pushing out that information, trying to engage our residents, but not getting into the fray of offering an opinion or really just kind of, yeah, offering an opinion. Sure. On something. Right. It's a balancing act.
Now, Detective, you're looking at me like you wanted to add something to that.
Well, I mean, it's like, we can't take a side.
Right.
You know, when you take a side, then obviously you're going to offend half the people.
That's right.
So it's, you know, there is a fine line. You know, you put the information out there and you see it sometimes spiraling. And you may have to address some things that are posted. But for the most part, if you have a strong base, they're, at least for the police page.
Right.
If you create the strong foundation, you're not going to have to address the silly comments.
Right.
And they will for you.
And your page seems like it's gone a long way to maybe getting you away from some of the sticky situations because you already have that presence that it's helped with the perception of your department and things like that. Is that, I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you look at the other, like every city has their own crime alerts page, and it's probably the most inaccurate thing that I've ever
crime heard. Alerts
yeah,
page?
Yeah. There'll be like Grand Rapids crime alerts. There's a Downriver crime alerts. Oh. There's all these different cities have their own crime alerts. Now, that's like secondhand information. And that's how, when I saw one of our needs was the fact that, you know, here is pages that are putting information out people believe to be accurate. It's not part of us, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I seen the need for us to have that information out there transparent as quick as I can. And, you know, but the shenanigans you see on those pages, it never comes over to our page.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they're scared.
Yeah.
You know, because there's not, I mean, they could put silly stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and some stuff, you know, obviously there's some stuff you cannot delete.
Now, you know, do you allow people to post your page, or they can only comment on posts that you have?
They can only respond.
Okay.
I don't
know. They could stick anything on that in their comments section that they wanted.
Right. Yeah. But you just can't come on there and say, like, happy birthday, Allen Park. Like, can't just post like you could on a normal page. I didn't allow that.
Okay. Right? Do you guys allow comment? Do you allow people to post things to your page?
So right now at the City of Grand Rapids, we're a small but mighty team of two who handle communications. So we actually do not, when folks comment on our Facebook page, for instance, those comments are hidden to the community. We as page administrators can see those comments, but for the community, they're hidden.
Oh.
And that's just because...
So do you have to approve them, or you just keep
the comments
hidden?
Well, so what we do is we monitor them, and if it's, you know, if it's related to the post and it's I don't even want to say positive, but if it's not against our user policy, then we'll often unhide it.
Oh.
And it creates that conversation.
Okay.
But because we have so much going on and there's just two of us, yeah, we often, we just can't keep up with the comments. So our hope is to someday have a digital media manager who can help, who can help really monitor those and allow for an opportunity for us to not, so they show up on the page for the community.
And Detective, your settings are more open than that, right?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, initially, I wanted Facebook to be a direction of communication that we control both directions.
Correct.
But, you know, we kind of do now, but I'm still, you know, like, you obviously we control the direction. You can't just post openly.
Okay.
You know, but you can respond to something.
Yeah.
And one of our terms is if you put something on there that, you know, if we say, you know, it's hot and sunny out today, what are you drinking?
Yeah.
And somebody puts all cops suck.
Yeah.
You know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Well, you know, part of our terms is that's not part of the topic.
Yeah.
That's your topic.
Yeah.
I can delete that post.
What if they put all cops suck Mountain Dew?
Then that'd be fantastic. Then, you know, then someone's going to, you know, I probably would respond, Mountain Dew's fantastic.
Okay.
Then they go away. Because now you've addressed them. It's like the kid that wants a little bit of attention.
Yeah.
You give them to them, now they go away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it has to be related to the topic.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we can delete it.
The one thing I really like about your page is that it's really seemed to foster a sense of community with your pages. There was a commenter, a woman that posted on there that talked about how her kids just waved at the police car as they were going by, and the officer flipped his lights on or honked at him or something, and they were very excited, and she shared a letter with you guys.
Right.
And then you guys went back and followed up with her and gave the kids sunglasses, and it was a really nice exchange. And one of the comments that I most loved on there was someone said, I love this city, just reading that exchange. And that, to me, is what really the power of social media can be.
Right. I mean, obviously, social media has a lot of powers. Not all are good.
Yeah.
You know, that's an instance where it works out fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, she sent us a direct message, just appreciative, and I said, you know what? It takes us literally 2 minutes to do this.
Yeah.
Makes two kids super, super happy.
Right.
Why would you not do that?
Right.
You know, here, go take these glasses to this house.
Yeah.
And they're done. Now we get a response in the picture, which is even more fun. These kids home, they'll probably remember, you know, you're creating friends as opposed to foes.
Yep. Yeah. And then they say, hey, I was in the police Facebook page. That's like a good
people
thing.
People love that. When they get their picture up there, it's insane.
But you will put, you know, real serious things on there too about, you know, bank robberies or crimes, and you'll post people's headshots on there that you people of interest. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, we've been successful as a tool to, let me know, we've solved 3 bank robberies from social media.
Wow.
So that's, you know, which then carjacking we were solved. But that's only because we've formed an audience.
Right.
Because I put stuff up there, it's not police related. Things that, you know, people like, you know, they travel to our page because they're not, what's he going to say next? What's he going to say next?
Yeah.
Not just, it's going to rain today. You got to keep it, you know, and you do have to post every day. You mentioned that earlier today at the thing. You have to post, and the timing of the post are what's going to matter.
Yeah.
You know,
and you've done the research. You know when people come to your page the most. When is that normally for you guys?
In the evening time. I just looked at it, the same stat that you looked at, you know, between 5 and 11.
Yeah.
Is when we had the most
weeknights,
activity.
Weekends?
Yeah, weeknights.
Okay.
You know, people are sitting home, maybe making dinner.
Yeah.
Relaxing.
Now, Amy, you guys are also into Twitter. And one thing I thought was interesting that you said is you kind of use it as a way to reach the media. So explain that.
Yeah. So I have a newspaper background. So I kind of know how, I do know how journalists think. Maybe not today's journalists, but
right.
I used to be part of that crew. So we have found that the media follows us on, of all of our platforms, Twitter the most. And so we just had a situation yesterday where we had power outages, traffic lights were out across a big part of our downtown area. We had parking ramps that didn't have power. And so it was really fun for me to see what we were pushing out on Twitter was being picked up by the media word for word.
Wow,
we fielded so few calls. You know, back in the day, we'd be their first point of contact. They just pick up the phone, right,
yeah,
and call and say, hey, what's going on? But the power of social media is that we can get that information out in real time. We don't have to do some lengthy formal press release,
right?
We can just push it out little snippets at a time. And so they were pulling that information and using that for their coverage and their story. So
we're kind of controlling the message.
Absolutely. And, absolutely. And again, in our 311 customer service, once we started pushing out that information, our calls to our 311 customer service dropped significantly because folks were getting the information.
It's like a non-emergency number.
It's a non-emergency for questions about city services or when power outages colleges, you know, that that's sort of their first point of contact. And so it was really fun to see the power of social media.
So the
cost
of that went down because they had the information
exactly.
already.
Exactly. So. Yeah.
What both of you guys have been doing social media for a little while. I wanted to end it on this conversation just about lessons learned, advice you might give to communities that are maybe on social media already, or maybe some that are thinking about it. What kind of things, you know, maybe some mistakes you made along the way that you can kind of help them from doing it, or lessons learned in general?
I guess the biggest fact is, I mean, I have run in a police department aspect,
yeah.
you know, certain chiefs and things like that, they frown upon it
because
they do not see the value of it. They see the more negative perception of it, and I totally understand that.
Yeah.
However, you are just totally tossing away a huge asset to your department and your community, and you know, and to your officers.
Yeah.
You know, it almost could be like an officer safety issue at a certain point.
Right.
Because you have the community behind you as opposed to standing in front of you.
Sure.
And that's what you really want.
Right.
And that's what social media does if you do it the right way.
Right. I could see that being the argument. It's like, well, you're a detective. You should be out detecting, right? Why are you on Facebook? And how? But how does that help your job?
Well, because, I mean, a lot of times I'll put up there things about cars are broken into.
Yeah.
You know, and I can, you know.
So it's helping you do your job. Is
right,
what you're
exactly.
saying.
Or actually, you know, preventing crimes so I can focus on things that are more important. Instead of a car that got something broken into, of a possible CSC or something else that maybe need to be addressed.
Right. Good. Awesome. Amy?
Matt, I really liked what you were talking about earlier in our presentation is start small.
Yeah.
You know, don't feel like you have to launch a Facebook, a Twitter, Instagram, all, you know, just start small, maybe one or two. You know, Facebook is a really, I think, easy way to get into social
right.
media. I would also recommend that folks use photos. Photos are, you know, it's one thing to have the information, but people are drawn to photos.
Yes.
We're very visual as humans. And so photos, you know, you don't have to start out with videos. Videos are kind of that next step.
Yeah.
So after you start Facebook, you know, work on the photos and kind of that voice and tone that you're looking for. That's one thing that we've struggled with is kind of transferring from sort of that press release
yes.
tone where it's very, very, very cut and dry, very informative.
I was going to say stodgy, but cut and dry.
Yes. And then, then really recognizing that social media has its own voice and tone. It's supposed to be conversational.
Yeah.
You know, you want folks to engage with the city through social media. And one of the ways you can do that is have more of a conversational, like, hey, we're just two people having, you know, drinking coffee together or something
right.
like that.
And that's
and
tricky because the detective's done a really good job with that because he's got
thanks,
a
Matt.
Big personality. But, you know, that's I mean, you do have to have the right person doing that job.
Absolutely.
Well, if you think, like Amy says, I mean, anybody that scrolls, if you're scrolling your Facebook, what catches your eye? Not words.
Right.
It's pictures.
Yeah.
And that's going to make you stop and go, what was that?
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like we had to put a picture up of pumpkin spice ham cuss.
Right? I loved that.
Okay, orange ham cuss.
Right. I mean, pumpkin spice is a time of year, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's a funny thing. And we had a huge reaction, but that caught people's eye.
Yeah. That's
like,
all you
this?
Did. You post something with it? Did you like some words with it? Or you just said?
Introducing our seasonal item.
Oh, okay.
That was it. Right?
You probably people
it.
Wanted to buy them, probably.
Right. Oh, I'm sure. You know, we get phone calls. You know, it's just, again, pictures do speak 1,000 words.
Yeah.
And that's what videos are the next step. But that's, you know, got to be careful with that, too.
Absolutely.
Do you guys do videos now?
We did, we've done a couple, like, we have a huge shopping area in our city.
Uh-huh.
And there's only...
You're in Allen Park.
Yeah, two ways in, one way in, you know, it's only two entrances.
Yeah.
Traffic is chaos there, and they won't fix it at all. They'll just keep it the way it is. So people are always curious, like, when I was doing traffic, I still ride in a car sometimes, and I'll do traffic up there, and people are curious, I want to go shopping, but I don't want to go up there. So I did a Facebook Live, just put the camera on the direction of traffic.
Oh.
So people could actually see. Now, that's making my job hard because I'm drawing people to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to direct traffic. Okay. But I thought people might want to know.
Public
you can
service,
go shopping right now, right?
Yeah.
Look, there's nobody here. And you thought there was.
Okay.
People love that. We also did a Facebook Live of when we hire new guys and we encourage they become tased.
Yeah. So you actually showed they're being tased?
Yes. Live. We did Facebook Live and tased them.
Wow. Ouch.
You know? But it shows people the taser, how it works.
Yeah.
And it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
You know, you think you're going to die. When it's being tased. When you're done, it's over.
Oh, okay.
And that's a huge thing that, you know, perception.
Yeah.
It's 50,000 volts. That's so scary.
Yeah.
You know what? It's not that big of a deal.
I don't think you've been tased, Amy?
I have not.
I have
been
not
tased.
Either.
And I'm
I have,
hoping
and
to keep it that way.
You're the tased instructor.
Yeah.
You've had to be tased.
I mean, we encourage everybody to become tased. You don't have to.
Yeah.
But if you go to court, it's a lot easier to say, well, I was tased. It gives you more credibility.
Oh, okay.
And
interesting.
We don't encourage I mean, we encourage everybody to become tased.
Yeah.
Not that we'd ever peer pressure anybody, because that'd be wrong.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, we kind of peer pressure them a little bit. Because everybody else has done it. How come you haven't?
Good.
So.
All right. Well, good. Well, thank you so much, Amy Snow. I'm going to try to get your names again. Amy Snow Buckner, right? And then right. Detective Jim Thorburn from, Thorburn.
You had it right.
From Allen Park Police Department. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Matt.
This has been a production of the Michigan Municipal League. For more information on our programs and services, please visit www.mml.org and join us for the next episode of We Love Where You Live.